Well, hey there. Welcome to another edition of The Journey of Hope. Glad you could be with us today. The Journey of Hope is a podcast that's especially designed to address the issues that men and women face after incarceration. Sarah Deutsch is our guest today. She has an impressive education background, and she's an artist and an author, and she's going to speak with us today on how to channel and use our creativity. This is a great show. You don't want to miss it. Sarah Deutsch, right after this. I'm Rodney Mathers, and you're on The Journey of Hope. Drop me a line at mathersrodney@yahoo.com, M-A-T-H-E-R-S-R-O-D-N-E-Y @yahoo.com. My guest today is Sarah Deutsch. Sarah has an amazing and impressive educational background, and she's an artist and an author, and she's going to speak with us today on how to channel and use our creativity. Sarah, how are you?
Well, I'm very good. Thank you for the introduction.
Listen, speaking of introductions, why don't you just give us a little bit of your background so we can know a little bit about where it is you're coming from?
Yes, well, I'm coming from lots of different places. I spent many, many years in graduate school, and I was very attracted to bridges. One of my first studies was, it was called psychobiology, and this was many years ago before people really got the message that the mind and the body are connected. And then many years later, I went into a field at the Institute of Integral Studies in California called East-West Psychology because I was very attracted to Eastern studies. I spent many years traveling. I went to India, Nepal. I have many interesting experiences. I even have a near-death experience in Nepal, but I came back to this world. So let's see what else I can tell you. I joined an order. It was a mystic order, a contemplative order, where I learned a lot. I learned about silence. In this particular order, when we first arrived, we would have to wear a little sign that said silence, and we wore it for 2 weeks, and that meant that we didn't talk. And I learned a lot about the incredible gift of silence, which I use in many of my classes, because when we can be quiet and listen, amazing, wonderful things come through to us. You could be sitting in a room, and a brother and a sister or a sister would walk by, and you would be thinking, I am so thirsty, and they would hand you a glass of water. And, of course, you didn't ask, you didn't say anything, but they could feel it. They could hear your message. So that's just a little sampling of my experience, and it all contributed to my core message, which is we are infinite creativity. We've forgotten who we really are. We've gotten so distracted in the 3D world, consumed by money and houses and cars, and we've really forgotten who we really are. So that is what I hope, well, what I teach is how to remember the big who, the infinite creativity we all are, and all my classes are geared toward that purpose.
And all of us have creativity within us, don't we?
We all do, including the people who have forgotten. And that so many of us have forgotten in this very speedy, complicated, overly message in all the messages that hit us every minute of the day tend to distract us from that very reality.
So, Sarah, let's take someone who's trained to be, say, an accountant. Okay, very, very right-brained and works on Excel spreadsheets all day. That person probably doesn't exercise a lot of creativity in their life, but what you're saying is that it's there and they can, right?
Yes, exactly. I think I mentioned to you, in one of my classes, I had a man very much like the one you're talking about,
right,
who was open to being in this class, this creativity class, and I gave the group of 60 people, it was a really large class.
Mm-hmm.
Something, is something beeping?
I hear nothing.
Oh, good. Well, I guess, okay. Gave them an assignment to, we set a time for 5 minutes, and I told them, write as fast as they could. They would write so fast that their critical mind wouldn't have a chance to and set the timer, the bell, and at the end of 5 minutes, this man who had been an engineer all his life, who had been trapped in a 3D reality, mm-hmm, stood up and he said, "What is this?" And he read an amazing poem about what is life, what is my purpose, what is spirituality, what is this all about. He wrote a poem that went on for 3 pages,
cool,
and he was really mystified and a little frightened. And what had happened was that he had reached a place that he had not ever explored before. He had, mm-hmm, lived in one tiny little room in a mansion of possibilities, and all of this came through because he bypassed that critical, ordinary mind that we're stopped with most of the time, or many times, and he reached a whole different place in himself. So that's how it works, and that's one of the reasons I was so attracted to working with 5-minute intervals.
Mm-hmm. I was going to ask you about that. Take us through, you know, just exactly how that works. There's a period of silence, and tell us how it all works.
Yeah, it's very simple. It's good if you can set a time every day. This is the only discipline. A lot of people are really afraid of discipline, but if you can make a 5-minute place every day, and you have 2,000 or so periods of 5 minutes, when you get up in the morning, I'm an early person, so I do this at 5 in the morning. So set a time where you can do it every day. Even if you tried it for a week, you'd be amazed at what would start coming through. Because, okay, so you set the timer 5 minutes. First of all, it would be good to clear your mind, take some deep breaths, and let go of all ideas of making, creating a project or a goal-directed activity. This is just an experiment. It's just a game. Think of it like that. And then you begin to write without stopping, no matter what, for 5 minutes. And even if you have to say, this is stupid, I can't do it, my toe hurts, you go on and on and on until something starts coming. Because what you're doing using this system, using the 5 minutes, is you're getting rid of that critical part of yourself. Or let's say you're putting it on a vacation, you're giving it a vacation,
mm-hmm,
and because it can't keep up with speed. So the key is that you keep going no matter what, as fast as you can, and you don't stop. You can do this with handwriting, but it has to be legible, or you can type like I do.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So that's all you need to do. And then you keep all your 5-minute writings. It's good if you can file them I use something called a press binder, mm-hmm. where you can put things in from your computer, from your handwriting. You can put everything together, and it's like a hinge. So you don't need to put holes in it or anything like that. But if you keep these samples that come from sometimes a very deep place in your mind, you'll be surprised what comes through. You may hear different voices. You may hear a childlike voice. You could hear a wounded child who's complaining and hurt. You can hear a magical child who can write poetry that you didn't know you had in you. You can hear the sage part of yourself. You can hear the adult. There are so many different parts of yourself that will come through if you do this every day.
Excellent. Very cool. Sarah, we're going to take a real quick break. We're going to be right back after this. I'm Rodney Mathers, and you're on the Journey of Hope. We have got just a whole bunch of great shows coming up, going into the spring eventually and then into the fall. Lots of good shows and guests lined up. If you've got a guest or a topic that you think would be appropriate for the show, drop me a line, let me know, and I will try to do my best to get that person on or to address that particular topic. Remember, you can always get me at mathersrodney@yahoo.com. That's mathersrodney at yahoo.com. Sarah Deutsch today. Sarah has got some great ideas on how to channel our creativity. And you know what? We've all got some creativity in us. I've kind of played around with journaling a little bit, Sarah. I found it to be very cathartic. Do you find this as well with people that are using this?
Very what?
Cathartic.
Cathartic, yes. That's the key. You see, we've all heard these things. Know thyself. Drink the water of thine own well. An unexamined life is not worth living. And there's one that I really love. It's called, what is the toad in your thicket? That's about accepting all of who you are, even the parts you might not like. It's all part of you. And yes, journaling is an incredibly valuable experience. It can turn into projects like books, all kinds of, there's so many things you can do. It's getting the juice from your life and being able to see it and share it and use it. Drink it, I should say, if I have the right kind of metaphor. Drink the water of thine own well. But you have to persist, and that's sometimes when people's resistance stops them. And I have a student many, many years ago who wrote a wonderful short poem that is about the resistance that we all have, even though there are so many valuable ways mm-hmm. to keep up our journaling and know thyself. I'll read you just a couple, a little part of this poem.
Sure, do that.
Yeah, good. Because I wanted to write, I brushed the dog's teeth. Because I wanted to write, I wrote to my mother-in-law, cut the grass, walked to town for a takeout salad, watered the plants, brushed my hair, mopped the floor, and took out the trash. Because I wanted to write, I reread a letter from a friend on how to get an agent. Because I needed to write, I took out my clarinet and tried to remember what I'd learned 30 years ago. Because I have to write. I cleaned off my work table, paid some bills, balanced a checkbook, and stared at my to-do list. Because I must write. I called a friend. She was waxing her floors, even washing her windows, because she wanted to write.
I love it. I've experienced that. I think a lot of us have experienced. Why is it, Sarah, do you think that people are reluctant to be creative? Is it the fear of maybe failing at it or embarrassment? What causes people?
Yeah, there's so many reasons. Part of it is our culture that is not, I think it's maybe changing now, and the feminine part of all of us may have a chance to come forth. But we've been so pushed and worried about the state of the economy and all these things. There's a pressure there that we have to be doing things that are goal-directed. And this takes something. Something I really do want to mention is called the creative sanctuary.
Okay.
And anyone who is truly motivated to know more of who they are, of their infinite creative self, needs to create a place where they can go every day and do the 5-minute writing. And there are many other forms. I have a book called Creative Meditations, which doesn't involve writing. It's for more visual people, and it's playing with things like ink blots and energy prints and very quick visual techniques that help you know yourself. But excuse me. Yeah, we have to create a sanctuary. I learned about this when I was in an order. I took life vows in a contemplative order, and my life there was 4 years, which was really a long life there. But what we did, we would work in all kinds of really difficult jobs, like work in nursing homes or prisons and take on other people's problems and issues. And then the first thing we did when we got back, we would go to the sanctuary. We would go to where we meditated. We would take off our shoes. The taking off of your shoes is very important, because that's like leaving the ordinary world behind. And when you took off your shoes and you went into this dark, wonderful space that had the smell of incense in it and lovely glowing lights, and you sat there, that's when you relished that silence and opened up to wonderful unknowns coming through to you. So what I do, I recommend my students, they may not have a huge sanctuary to do this in, but they create a small space. You create a small space in your home. And you might have a box filled with creative materials if you want to play with collage, or if you have pens that have colors, or if you want to do your 5-minute free flow writing. And every day at the same time, it's very important to set this habit, because it needs to be reinforced and loved. So you do it at the same time, and you protect it by turning off your telephone, moving away from your computer, unless you're going to be doing this with your computer. That's a possibility, too. I do art on the computer, and that's a meditation. So that's the key, is that you create a sanctuary where you can relax and focus and play instead of trying to do everything and have goals. This way you're just open to this big part of who you are coming through.
Okay, so let's say, Sarah, we've been doing this for a while, 3, 4, 5 weeks, and what are the benefits that we're going to see in our life? How are we going to recognize the benefits, and what are they?
Yeah, well, that's a good question. Yes, guidance is the one thing. Again, as you open yourself up to that infinite, wise part that we have sometimes forgotten of who we are, you begin to get guidance. It becomes clear what you really want to do and what you don't. You clarify your life. You can solve problems intuitively. Mm-hmm. If you have a problem you want to work out, you write about it for 5 minutes as fast as you can, letting whatever wants to come through you. There are other ways, too. You can use your non-preferred hand. If you use, for example, if you're right-handed and you switch the pen into your other hand, well, you can do this if you're left-handed, switch it into your right hand. But that is another way of getting material that your conscious mind may not know.
Cool. Okay.
Yeah, there's so Excellent. Many other benefits. Sometimes this leads to books. In my case, I've written 10 books.
And Sarah, I've noticed that you have a ton of material out there on the internet, Amazon, and all these different places. Could you, we're running out of time here. How do we get in touch with your material? Where do we find it? How do we get that?
Yeah. Well, okay. I've been putting off getting together. I have so many things I'm trying to unify them, but it's not ready yet, my website. Meanwhile, if you want to reach me, and I hope you do, I have all kinds of wonderful offerings. Okay. You can use my name, and very easy to search. Just Sarah without an H, S-A-R-A, and the last name is Deutsch. If you don't know how to spell it, look up Germany. Germany is Deutschland. So people have forgotten that. But if you put in Amazon, Sarah Deutsch, D-E-U-T-S-C-H, you will come up with a list of all my books, and I'm having a promotion of a really interesting book. It's called Violet Moon, and this is a book of fairy tales, healing, beautiful fairy tales. It's called Violet Moon, Fairy Tales with Art to Heal the Heart. And you will find this. It will be 99 cents. From 12/4 to 12/8, very soon. It's starting Thursday, I think.
Great.
So you can look books up.
That's in my budget, 99 cents.
Yeah.
We can do that.
I think you'll really enjoy it. It has 100 of my paintings in it. The way we did it is that I did this with Denise Osler, a friend of mine from 40 years, and we did it by email as a collaboration. So I hope you'll look that up. That would be very entertained by this book. I think it's also very healing. All the stories have wonderful, wonderful healing messages
Great.
In them.
Good.
Okay.
Good. Good. Sarah, we're really out of time. I wish we could keep going.
Well, that's enough.
Listen.
Have them look up.
I want to thank you.
Uh-huh. And you'll find out lots more. Thank you.
I want to thank you for being on the Journey of Hope today. Sarah, what we'll do is we'll put a couple of links up there next to the podcast when it posts. Sarah Deutsch, my guest today. Thank you so much for being here, Sarah.
Thank you.
We're going to take another quick break, and we'll be right back after this. I'm Rodney Mathers, and you're on the Journey of Hope. I would love to talk to you about your reentry, problems that you've encountered that we haven't addressed on the show. I would love to talk to you about that so that we can do that on the show. If you've got a guest, if you got a topic, If you just want to drop me a line, let me know how you're doing. That's fine, too. I love to get those. You can catch me at MathersRodney at yahoo.com, MathersRodney at yahoo.com. Hello there. I want to thank my special guest, Sarah Deutsch, and I want to remind you that if God is for you, who can be against you? We'll see you next time right here on the Journey of Hope.